know, just if you're going to play it is all I'm saying.
So it's not like the Craig McTavish helmet rule, though, where it's grandfathered in any way, shape, or form, right? This is all, like, across the board.
What? Yeah, what, Bob? Mom humor?
Yeah.
Oh, you're saying Jake's mom is still
cool.
No,
I'm asking for clarification so this does, there's no loopholes down the road.
I'm all for it. I mean, you want to... I'll put out pictures of my mom.
Like,
I've tried to hook her up with Mike for years.
Like older pictures, like from the 70s and stuff.
A little Dr. Laura action.
There would definitely be that. It's one of my childhood nightmarish memories.
Oh,
jeez.
See, I don't mind that.
Well, you seeing your mom naked? You don't mind that?
Come on.
Do you remember walking in on your mom?
You come
nude.
On.
Nude.
Doesn't everybody? One time or another?
Yeah, I guess so.
Haven't you done that a time or two?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mike Blaze.
I do it every time I go back home to visit. Hey, Dan.
Blaze wanted clarification on Hawaiian shirt, Mike. Would it often pair with jorts? Or some sort of other...
Tucked in?
Underwear.
No.
Not underwear, but underwear. Underwear. Like under...
Under there.
You don't just wear a Hawaiian shirt.
And where? Underwear. And no,
underwear.
And no shorts or pants or anything.
Like Zubas.
I mean, you can. Okay, you pair it with some Zubas.
No, the operative pairing back then was jeans, never shorts.
Bleans.
Is that somewhere in the uniform regulations?
For back then, it was.
We don't hear uniform.
Back in your day.
Has the uniform been... you gotten away from that?
Not too much.
Well, today is Monday, August 26th, 238th day of the year, 127 days are left in 2019. On this day in 1920, Mike, the 19th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution was certified in effect. It guaranteed American women the right to vote.
Yes. We are coming up on the optional month of October, Bob.
Well,
that's what
I was
wondering, if you still comply by these things.
Oh, yeah. You bet.
Do you feel like this was a good move? The women having the right to vote? How do you think this has gone?
Not terribly well.
Didn't they right away make it illegal for alcohol to be legal?
That was the first.
Wait a minute.
What did you
Didn't
just say?
Right away they make it illegal for alcohol?
I want that on a shirt. Didn't they make it illegal?
Didn't right away they make
Didn't
it
right Ill- away.
Didn't right away they make it illegal for alcohol to be legal?
What are you trying to say?
AKA
analysis.
Prohibition.
Anywhere else.
Right. Argue with my point.
Yes,
worst
right
phrased
away.
Question.
But tell me you don't understand it.
I do, but why did you say it that way?
Do you play hoop anymore at all?
It said it all.
That means, like, plenty of good fights available next.
That is
tons of good
it
fights.
It is break time. So 7:25 the time. Tons of big fights available left.
Oh, I'm sorry. Not next. That made too much sense.
Tons of big fights available left.
Is that more confusing or less confusing than Mike's question to Tony Romo?
So the way to say it would be is...
Well, what's that been like for you? Have you been involved in that and all?
So your way to...
Female vote.
Ever since then, he's hated me.
Was
your way to summarize modern times, Dan, is it's currently legal for alcohol to be legal.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, just go to the grocery store. You'll see it right there.
Clearly not illegal to be legal. Yeah. It's legal to be legal.
On this day, 1985, 13-year-old AIDS patient Ryan White began attending classes at Western Middle School in Indiana via a telephone hookup at his home because the school officials had barred him from attending classes in person. Do you think if you told your kids about this story, they'd be like, how do I get AIDS? Just because they seem to really not want to go to school is my point.
Oh, okay. I thought we were back to the prohibition thing.
No.
Mom, I can't go to school today. I have AIDS.
We're going to come to your party, Lucas.
Yeah, my kids would get AIDS.
Right.
Well, we were worried.
Just have them do it the...
Pardon my French, but I'll be damned.
Have them do it the Magic Johnson way.
Yeah. Mm. Were you having sex
like
with
foursomes and
the hot tub? Yeah.
Hmm.
And, Bob, on this day in 1987, Paul Molitor went 0-for-4 in Milwaukee's 1-0 10-inning win over the Indians.
Stalled at 39.
Which ended his hitting streak at 39 games, the seventh longest in Major League history. And the longest since DiMaggio's 56 in 1941.
Was little Bob upset?
Yeah. For some reason, I realized they're arbitrary... milestones, but 40 felt way bigger than 39.
You didn't realize he was cratering because he had run out of cocaine?
Mm.
He was on deck when Rick Manning ended the game with a run-scoring pinch-hit single in the 10th.
God. Rick Manning.
He stole another thing.
Yep.
Rick Manning, who we believe is credited with inventing the cheesehead.
Was he the key in the Gorman-Thomas trade?
Yes.
My God, that was such a day for me. Are you serious? We got Gorman-Thomas? He's a center fielder that can hit 30 home runs?
I was very confused on what the Brewers were thinking.
What a steal.
Did it work out for either team?
I don't think so.
No, not really.
Is he a Ranger?
What?
What's that, Mike?
Was he all on?
Robbie, female Robbie, says, "Greetings, Sports Fuhrer. My name is Robbie. It is my 33rd birthday. Bad Radio is my leader. RIPTC. Here's a picture of me. I'd like to request a fart and fall down drop. No extra info. Love, a V1 transplant in Ireland." There you go.
Ireland, huh?
Yeah.
You will love this. It appears no teeth.
Nancy Johnson says, "It's my birthday. I'm a Maine P1. I used to work at Mapsco back when it was almost relevant."
Oh, I remember Mapsco. Did you guys have one in your car at all
times? I had two.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You have to have the Tarrant County Mapsco as well. You have two giant Mapscos?
Yeah.
And now look what you got.
Now I just got this little thing right here. This little piece of crack. Humble birthday request for my little brother, P1 Michael Brunson. He's 30. Leaders are Dan and the raccoon head from Steven.
Jeez.
All of a sudden, the raccoon head. Did you see the picture of Bob's raccoon head?
Was I supposed to not take that picture?
No, you're fine.
No, you shouldn't have ripped the raccoon's head off.
Yeah, that was weird. That was a weird next step.
Yeah.
Did you at least eat it?
Anyway, we'll deal with that.
I wasn't going to touch that thing.
And 45th birthday to my coworker, Marcus Long. Here's a picture of he and his lady friend.
Ew.
I don't have that picture printed. Elsewhere in birthday news, Elvis Andrews,
Long
31.
Silver.
Man, remember Elvis when he
31.
Was like 19?
That's a good sign that we're getting old.
Boy, he has been around here for a minute.
Is he worthy of keeping around here, Mike? Go.
Yes.
Will he be in the Rangers Hall of Fame?
Should.
Byron Jones is 27.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
That also feels like we're getting old.
Feel maybe
is
time
he
to move
worthy
on?
Of keeping
too
around
old?
Here?
Byron Jones? I guess it's about what kind of number he needs.
Should he hold out?
Will he take Jalen's deal?
Let's start a Twitter poll. He should hold out so he has time to finish that book.
Is he still reading the Andre Agassi book?
We had him
four
on.
Four seasons.
The fact that we declined to ask him that question galls me.
James Harden, 30. Is he ruining the NBA?
Already has.
Corby has been galled.
Tommy Heinsohn, 85.
Man, he's still around.
The how great has Tommy Heinsohn.
How has he not died of cirrhosis?
David Price, 34.
Are we talking Cowboys Byron Jones?
Yeah. Did I get his age wrong?
Well, I think you got his birthday wrong by a month.
Ooh.
Are you doing September 26th?
You did
birthdays.
September 26th this whole day?
Uh-oh.
I hope not.
No, it's really birthday. Elvis's birthday.
Okay.
Please hold.
It's on the bad radio whatever birthdays, so they got it's wrong in there?
Well, that sounds
official.
We
can change it.
Oh,
we have a document that has local sports birthdays.
No, we'll deal with that.
Anyway.
Jake, did you
do but mark that down so we can change it, please, Jake.
Did you do space crime today?
Oh, you bet your buns.
I wish awesome. We knew.
Of course I did.
Stan Van Gundy, 60, Bob.
Space crime with lesbians, no less.
Ola Ray is 59.
Super gay.
Anything with lesbians.
Ola Ray?
The girl from the Michael Jackson
from
video,
Thriller,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was naked in magazines, too.
You know how we know that he never had sex with her, right?
Grego checking in.
How? Because she's a girl.
And she's over 8.
Right.
Sheesh.
A lot of things. Branford Marsalis, 59. Melissa McCarthy, 49. Funny?
Yep. Mm. Funniest.
Yep. Mm.
Come on.
Yep.
Mm. Just do a search for, so sit. This is 40,
poop
outtakes.
In the sink.
Chris Pine, 39.
Yeah, she did.
Oh, that's not what you're searching?
Macaulay Culkin, 39.
Divorced his parents.
Do a search for women pooping in the street.
By the way, Macaulay Culkin's
I'm not gonna.
Brother, Kieran, is one of the stars of Succession.
What a horrible thing to search for, Mike.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
He's right, he is.
Comes up with a lot of hits. Comes up with a lot of hits, though.
Don't search for that.
Are you guys watching...
You'll get flagged.
Mindhunter?
I'm on season one, yes.
What a dramatic pause before you gave them the title.
Well, I was trying to remember it.
Was that good?
It's very good.
Are you guys watching? Mindhunter?
Friends.
Well, you guys especially need to see season two. I think there's somebody that looks like just like Jim Montgomery. So then you can talk to Monty this year about that.
They love Monty.
About his role in Mindhunter.
Yeah. And... Groobs, this is why Groobs isn't here today. 54 years old today. Former guest of the show, Chris Burke.
Oh.
Groobs once booked Chris Burke for the show.
Hmm.
And didn't tell me everything he told him.
I'd watch a 30 for 30 short on how he went about that booking.
Yeah. Huh.
Now.
I'm sorry for the
I'm
confusion.
I'm a birthday Dan. You wouldn't mind.
Here's Not Paola with Mike.
Plugola.
One tragically overlooked from last week.
I bet it's not.
That we need to
the check came
shoehorn
through.
In.
It finally cleared.
Yeah. Last week was the birthday of Heather Farley. And
Heather's
today
on
is the birthday of Anne-Marie Thomas.
Anne-Marie is an old name.
I have a neighbor named Anne-Marie.
Old name, though, right?
That's a great point.
But she's not old.
Interesting.
I think that's Luca's girlfriend's name.
What's Luca's mom's name?
I don't know how to say it.
But you're aware Delphina? Of Luca's mom, are you not?
Oh, for sure.
I think we say it Luca's mom.
Are you planning to add that to your repertoire for season two of Luca?
What?
Learning how to say his mom's name? On demand?
Something weird.
We're sure he's got a girlfriend?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
We're sure.
All right, now spares.
Girls.
Whoa.
What are you saying, Mike?
I mean, look, in these times, you never know.
Well,
I'm not
he
casting.
He lives with a girlfriend.
Okay,
so
well, I'm not casting.
There's no sales tax on boots in New
Sounds
Jersey.
Like you
good
are.
To know.
Sounds like you're kind of gay bashing.
Good to know.
Ricky Metallico is 50.
Ricky Metallica.
Good sports name.
There's Tony.
Dancing with the Stars. Dancing with the Stars. Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars. Desert with the Stars.
Don't forget tomorrow night he's on with Ducey.
Free for all.
They're picking the AFC divisions tomorrow night on Free for All. Jamal Lewis is 40.
Huh?
Killed a man at the Super Bowl.
That's Ray.
Did he lead the NFL in rushing 1 year?
He did.
That's Jamal.
Oh.
Barrett Robbins, 46.
Uh-oh.
What was his
doing?
Deal?
Is he doing okay?
Was
he the Super Bowl guy?
He
Super Bowl guy thing. Go on.
Is he the Super Bowl guy?
He also curbed somebody in Fort Worth one time. Like,
he spun quite a yarn.
He disappeared before the Super Bowl and...
Gather round.
Yeah, explain what I meant, Corby.
Yeah, bad things went on.
Oh,
there.
Did you see the thing? Did you guys see the...
He's unstoppable.
Did you guys see the Eddie Murphy news?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Huh. 12/21, baby.
Stand up.
He's going to host SNL.
How about that?
Come hug me.
Right after Sean Spicer.
Can do some Gumby.
Mr. Robinson's neighborhood.
Are you somehow diminishing this news?
No.
This is big news.
Respect his news.
His word.
What a rough day for you.
Good boy.
I spilled my salmon, right, dude.
Here we go.
What's the matter with him?
Lord.
You better get him in hand.
It was illegal to make it legal.
He picked his worst role and then tried to highlight that.
Oops. And Wayne Simmons is 31.
He's still playing?
The Demon.
He is still playing,
the bassist from Kiss. What a guy.
He's still born playing. On this day, now dead. Mother Teresa.
Oh, no.
Hold on, Mike.
Overrated.
Mother Teresa's overrated. Here's Jake to back up that
how
point.
How is she overrated?
I agree. She is.
One hit. All you heard your whole life is how great she was.
She's got a...
She wasn't a saying
named after her.
Rank the mothers.
All right. What's she ever done, though?
Lucas won.
Well, she won the Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah.
Okay.
But besides that.
Look out that window.
Yours is number two.
Original.
Dead on this day, still dead. Charles Lindbergh.
I always got Mother Teresa and Jane Goodall mixed up. The woman that hung out with the apes.
You know, as much as we sell books for Bill James, that mail-in he did on Ted Bundy in the popular crime book, why even bother?
Really? I don't recall. Are you recently reading that?
Yeah, now I have to see what Bill James says about Ted Bundy.
Hey, who was the fat...
Guess what?
Who was the...
Nothing.
The fat pedophile sports host?
Wayne...
Bill Conlin?
Conlin, yeah.
Don't say that to Mike.
Uh-oh.
Mike loves Bill Conlon.
Mike looks upset.
Why did you bring him up? Right before the show?
The guy that wears a headband?
Are you defending him, Mike?
The truth will come out.
No, but he has kind of a Marge shot on Hitler type view on this. You're like,
and you're
you
done.
Did a lot of good things.
Shut it down! Oh, let's go!
Take care.